In this bulletin, Labor admits the new encryption laws it held past are flawed, and day two of Australia's first test match against India is underway in Adelaide. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Labor Party admits landmark laws that will give security agencies new powers to access encrypted messages are still flawed. The federal opposition was set to reject the government's controversial bill, but it instead chose to support the legislation at the last minute, allowing it to pass through the lower house unamended. Labor has promised to revisit the changes when Parliament resumes in February. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's willing to compromise in order to protect Australians over the Christmas period.
It is not a perfect solution. And to all of those who are concerned about the economic impact of this legislation, we hear you. And we've said that we want to review it. But in the meantime, I think Australians are over the games and people standing in two different corners yelling at each other and throwing rocks and insults. You know, I'll take half a win and move forward than simply continue this sort of angry shouting, which I think does mark, I think you'd all agree, the government's conduct.
But the Australian Human Rights Commission has described the new encryption laws as a significant threat to human rights. Edward Santo says Labor's assurances that they will introduce amendments in the new year will probably be too little too late.
We think that it's really important for Australia's security agencies to have robust powers to protect national security. But the public hasn't had a chance to review and comment on yesterday's significant amendments. So if Parliament has failed to strike the right balance on national security and human rights, then any harm to individuals can't be undone after that.
In other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says less than 10 children remain on Nauru, and that number will continue to drop before the end of the year. The Coalition held off a push from the Greens, Labor and members of the crossbench to urgently transfer sick asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru to Australia. The legislation passed the Senate yesterday, but the government adjourned the House of Representatives for the year before it could go to a vote in the lower house. But Mr Morrison has told the Nine Network the government did not stall proceedings to prevent a humiliating parliamentary defeat.
Apparently there were all sorts of bills and all sorts of motions that were going to pass and none of them happened. The government was able to confidently maintain its position in the House of Representatives as we have for the last 3 months. So all the doomsday scenarios that were put about by the Labor Party to undermine confidence, they're all proven to be false and Labor failed on every occasion and the government prevailed and we've got on with the job of running a strong economy and keeping Australians safe. And that's what we'll continue to do next year.
A Victorian man who killed an elderly person and injured 16 others when he drove through a busy intersection outside Melbourne's Flinders Street station has pleaded guilty to murder. Sayed Nouri has admitted to one charge of murder, 11 counts of recklessly causing serious injury and 5 counts of reckless conduct endangering life. 83-year-old Antonio Crocaris was killed when Nouri rammed into pedestrians on the corner of Flinders and Elizabeth Streets on December the 21st last year. FIFA says it wants a footballer who has refugee status in Australia to return to the country at the earliest possible moment rather than be extradited back to Bahrain. Former Bahrain international Hakim Alabari was detained at Bangkok Airport last week after an Interpol warrant for his arrest was issued. He remains in custody as Thai authorities decide whether to deport him to Bahrain or allow him to return to Australia. That is, despite him being cleared to return home after the red notice was lifted. FIFA says it expects his case to be solved in accordance with well-established international standards and has asked Australian football officials to urgently take the matter up with their government. Australian authorities said last week that embassy officials in Bangkok are working on the case. To cricket, and the second day of Australia's first test against India is underway in Adelaide. India elected to bat first and finished day one at 9 for 250. The visitors looked in trouble early after losing 4 wickets for 56 runs, but Indian batsman Cheshachwa Vapujara revived his side after scoring 123 runs from 246 balls. All of Australia's bowlers were impressive, with Mitchell Starc, Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon all collecting 2 wickets each on the first day. Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 26, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 38. Hot and windy for Melbourne, 38 degrees there as well. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 27. Sunny in Canberra, 32. Sunny also in Wollongong, 24. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Also sunny in Newcastle, 27. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 24. A few showers for Cairns, 33. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.